bracing for protest. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. In a social media post, former President Trump called on his supporters to protest and take back the nation. He believes he's going to be arrested on Tuesday as part of an investigation into hush money payments to an adult film store just before the 2016 presidential election. His former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty in the case.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is basing this entire case on an untested legal theory. Federal prosecutors have claimed the former president and his business reimbursed Cohen for that payment. But now the questions are, how did Trump financially record that payment? And also, can prosecutors prove that he paid Daniels solely with the election in mind?
Fox's Nate Foy. Many Republicans believe the probe is politically motivated, but many Democrats disagree.
I think one of the key aspects of the DA's case is going to be that not only do we have evidence that Michael Cohen was reimbursed for that, we have Trump's signature on the checks, but that the reimbursement happened in phases. And that's important because it speaks to intent.
Congressman Jeff Jackson. The collapse of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks warrants a federal investigation. That's according to Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren. The Wall Street Journal reporting she sent a letter to the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, and the FDIC. House Republican Young Kim spoke to Fox News.
We need to get answers on what happened and ensure that this doesn't happen again. It's clear the SVB went in over its head.
There is a fear more banks could fail. Some more upsets at the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Arkansas over Kansas and Tennessee over Duke. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The White House is waiting to see what develops after Russia's leader sits down with China's president in Moscow. A three-day visit begins tomorrow.
Russia's foreign policy advisor says the focus of the meeting will be to re-strategize, come up with a new focus for the war here in Ukraine. The world is watching to see if China will supply Russia with weapons as resources are strained and this war drags on.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The meeting comes days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin for war crimes. More and more Chinese nationals are turning up at our southern border.
Migrants are coming in unprecedented numbers, particularly here in the Rio Grande Valley. They're up 920% in Chinese nationals crossing illegally compared to this time last year. There's a real focus on trying to figure out exactly why so many Chinese nationals are making that long journey to be smuggled here.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins in Mission, Texas. He's alive and well and in remission. A Hollywood actor is speaking out about a frightening diagnosis.
New Zealand actor Sam Neill is best known for playing paleontologist Alan Grant in the film Jurassic Park and some of its sequels.
Totally wrong. This is a warm-bodied creature.
This thing doesn't live in a swamp.
This thing's got, what, a 25, 27-foot neck?
Now Sam Neill tells the BBC he has ferocious stage 3 blood cancer discovered a year ago. He tells another outlet that he's cancer-free following a new type of chemotherapy, which he'll continue taking for the rest of his life. The 75-year-old Neil says he's also coming out with a book he wrote to distract himself from his illness. Roger Stern, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.